On a breezy morning in rural Weld County, Colorado, Jimmy Underhill quickly assembles a black and orange drone with four spinning rotors. We're right next to a cornfield, littered with stalks left over from last year's harvest.
This one just flies itself. It's fully autonomous.
Underhill is a drone technician with Agrobotics, a Colorado-based drone startup that sees farmers as its most promising market. Today, he's training his fellow employees how to work the machine in the field.
So if you want to start it, we'll walk over to the drone. It's got a safety button on here. And now it'll start flying.
The quadcopter zips 300 feet into the air, directly above our heads, pauses for a moment, and then begins to move.
Now it's just turned to the east, and it's going to start doing its lawnmower pattern.
What makes the drone valuable to farmers is the camera on board. It snaps a high-resolution photo every 2 seconds. From there, Agrobotics stitches the images together, sniffing out problem spots in the process. Knowing what's happening in a field can save a farmer money. At farm shows across the country, drones have become as ubiquitous as John Deere tractors. The Colorado Farm Show earlier this year included an informational session telling farmers both the technical and legal challenges ahead.
I think it's a very exciting time.
That's farmer Darren Salvador. He grows 2,000 acres of wheat and corn near the Colorado-Nebraska border.
Can you look at areas of disease concern, insect concern? So now you can be more proactive and treat smaller areas and not treat the entire field.
Salvador and about 50 other farmers got an earful from Rory Paul, CEO of Volt Aerial Robotics, a St. Louis-based drone startup.
We really don't know what they're good for. We've got a few ideas where they could really benefit agriculture, the majority of which are still theoretical.
Theoretical because commercial drone use is still illegal in the U.S. Companies can apply for exemptions from the Federal Aviation Administration, but the requirements to get that exemption can be costly, like requiring drone operators to hold a private pilot's license.
These small drones that are almost priced to be expensive toys are not reliable, and that's a concern of the FAA.
Eric Frew studies drones at the University of Colorado Boulder. The FAA didn't respond to requests for comment for this story, but Frew says the agency is trying to find a balance. Putting a large flying machine in the hands of someone who's inexperienced can cause big problems.
When these systems work, they work fantastically. When they don't work, they don't work.
And while some farmers see drones as a way to help their bottom line, others see them as a potential invasion of privacy. Animal rights activists have used the machines to fly over large-scale livestock operations to expose abuse or environmental damage.
See it?
Not yet.
It's really hard to see. Yeah.
Back at the cornfield in rural Colorado, Agrobotics president Tom McKinnon watches as the drone comes in for a landing.
We bash the FAA a lot. I mean, the FAA's job is air safety. And they have delivered on that. But when it comes to drones, they're badly fumbling the ball.
McKinnon says until the agency gives some guidance to commercial drone operators, he'll be doing most of his work in countries like Australia and Brazil, where laws are friendlier to farm drones. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.